Okay, I've got 8:31. We'll go ahead and call this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on mute at this time. And for those of you that are participating by Zoom, we'd ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you would need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you today asking for the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we're so thankful for all the many blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. Lord, we ask that you continue to watch over, guide, and protect our first responders here on earth with the tragic losses that we've had and the suffering. We ask that you would place your hand of comfort and ease the pain of those that have been tragically affected. Lord, we would also ask that you place your hand of guidance and wisdom upon this court so we may do here on earth what honors you in heaven. We ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that's participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number five, which is to consider pricing quotes for the purchase of 7 vehicles for the sheriff's office. Mr. Wood, in conjunction with the sheriff, has compiled a price list for 7 vehicles, which we had budgeted under the 2026 budget. And so prior to getting the actual contractual agreement, Mr. Wood, along with American National Leasing Company, were asking for the court's approval of the pricing agreements as they have been proposed. Questions or?
I'm looking at this set.
Okay. There's no questions. I would entertain a motion to approve the price quotes as listed for the 7 vehicles for the sheriff's office.
Judge, it's actually more of a quote for the finance.
It is. Yes, it is. So that we're very clear, it is the quote on the financing.
I make a motion to approve the pricing or the finance quote for the purchase of the 7 vehicles for the sheriff's office.
Got a motion to approve the financing quotes from Commissioner Matthews.
Second.
Second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 5? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 6 is again to consider pricing quotes for the purchase of 3 vehicles for the Road and Bridge Department. And again, this pertains to the financing agreements or the financing quote.
I make the motion to approve the financing quotes for the 3 vehicles for Road and Bridge Department.
Second.
We've got a motion to approve from Commissioner Taylor, and I got it in stereo over here. Do y'all want to flip a coin?
I'll take it.
Okay. Second from Commissioner Weddle. Any further discussion on item number 6? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. That concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you all.
Do you want to come in?